Right. What does E-N-N-U-I spell?
Beats me.
What do we send you to school for?
Beats me.
Did I see the mail? I'm expecting to hear from the matchbook people on how well I drew Binky.
You go off.
Occupant, resident, lingerie catalog. Kate, you saucy vixen, you. Uh-oh.
They didn't like your binky?
Worse. It's from that college Lynn wants to go to.
Why is that bad?
The college is in Massachusetts. If Lynn goes to college in Massachusetts, she won't be living here anymore.
Hi.
Hi. No mail today.
Then what are you holding?
Mail. I'm a terrible liar.
Let me see.
Wait. What does E-N-N-U-I spell?
Ennui.
Ding, 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 ding! That's absolutely correct. No need for you to go to college.
Give that to me. Oh my gosh, it's here. Cross your fingers, everybody.
No problem.
All right! This is fantastic. I can't believe it. I've got to call Lori.
Maybe she didn't get in.
What was that for?
Oh, nothing.
Is there something wrong?
What could possibly be wrong? You're moving out. You won't be living here. You'll never call. You'll never write.
Alf, just because I'm going away to Amherst doesn't mean you're never going to see me again.
What's the matter? Aren't you happy here? It's Kate, isn't it?
No. And it's not that I'm not happy here. It's just that it's time for me to be out on my own. Come in. Is something wrong? You guys look upset.
Alf, there's something that Kate and I want to discuss with Lynn.
Fine. I'll hie me to yon refrigerator and forage for meatloaf. Later, dude. Dudettes.
I'm afraid we have some bad news, honey.
I've checked this over a dozen different ways, but I guess there's no easy way to say this.
We just can't afford to send you away to school next year.
When I applied, you said this wasn't going to be a problem.
Well, we've had some complications since then.
You mean Alf?
Yeah, I mean Alf.
We counted on my having a full-time job this past year, but with Alf here, that just wasn't possible.
And we've had so many extra expenses supporting him. You know, there's food and breakage and food.
You can still get a very good education at a state university, but you will have to live at home.
I guess I should have seen this coming.
If it's any consolation, we've had a rare opportunity living with an alien. You know, you couldn't get that at Amherst.
I'll never find out, will I?
I'm sorry, Lynn, if you're unhappy. But you know, in life, we can't always get everything we want.
Oh, yeah, Dad? Where did you go to college?
Amherst. Oh. My parents didn't have an alien.
Give me an L. Give me a Y. Give me an N, N, N. Now lose the extra N. What have you got? Was it something I spelled?
Lenny, have a cookie.
No, thank you.
Oh, boy! More for me!
And me. You know how I eat these? Twist off the top and lick off all the gooey stuff inside.
Really? That's how I eat a jar of mayonnaise.
You're right, Dad. I couldn't get this kind of education at Amherst.
Lynn, I know you're disappointed, but there are a lot of very fine schools nearby. You can get a very, very good education.
But it's not the same thing. I wanted to live in a dorm so I could finally be on my own.
Lynn, we've explained this to you already. We can't afford to send you away to school.
Fine. I'm going to my room, the place I'll be sleeping for the next 4 years.
Oh, this is terrible.
Why? You're going to have your daughter around for the next 4 years.
We would have been happier if she could have gone to Amherst.
Then you wanted to get rid of her. Was it because she drinks milk right out of the carton?
No, of course not.
Whew. Thank goodness.
We didn't want to get rid of her. It's just that it's hard when your child wants something and you can't give it to her.
I've got a solution to your problem.
Oh, please, clue us in.
Brian, bring me the family budget. Or as I like to call it, Gone with the Wind.
All right, what are you doing with our family budget?
I'm trying to bring some fiscal sanity into this household. Thank you, my trusty sidekick.
You're welcome, Lord Vader.
Now, Willie, look at this. A payment to your mechanic for new brake shoes. Isn't that a trifle foppish?
Of course, you're right. I'd get home a lot faster if I were unable to stop the car.
And these grocery bills. Well, we can't touch those. Although I might point out that fillet of cat is cheaper than roast of beef. Oh, here we are. This is what I was looking for. Miscellaneous. $10,000. Just stop buying so many miscellaneouses. What are they? Greek pastries?
Well, we weren't going to tell you this, but those miscellaneous expenses are what it costs to support you.
No.
I want to guess higher.
Oh, no, Nick. You could support a family of four with that.
On Earth, we used to support a family of four with that.
So what you're saying is, I'm the real reason Lynn can't go away to school. I feel like slime. I feel like slime guts. I feel like slime gut droppings. I feel like slime gut droppings on an open fire. How do you feel?
Nauseous.
Kate? Willie? Where's the fire extinguisher? .1 seconds. A new record.
There's no fire.
I know. I just wanted your immediate attention.
You got it. What do you want?
Well, since it's my fault that Lynn can't go away to college, I'm going to do something about it.
Oh.
Willie, I'm getting you a night job. Well, I notice you spend your evenings just hanging around the house.
Yes, I like to call that living my life.
Call it what you will. It's a thing of the past. Now, I've got something here for you. It's called men's room attendant.
Do I look like a men's room attendant?
No, you look like a scrubbing bubble. Now, you have an interview at 9.
I'm not going.
We'll have to build up his confidence.
I'm not going.
Well, now, Kate, I notice you yourself are not gainfully employed. To wit, I have several suggestions. Suggestion 1, telemarketing. For interview, call 555-JUGS.
Pass.
Suggestion 2, be a model in your spare time. For interview, call 555-JUGS.
Where did you get this newspaper?
I called 555-JUGS. Suggestion 3.
Alf, Kate, and I have all the careers we can handle at the moment. Thank you.
Well, I guess I've got no other choice. I'll have to get her job.
You?
Hey, here's something. Exotic dancer. I could do that.
Alf, you can't get a job. Do you remember the time you tried to earn money doing phone surveys?
Yeah.
How much money did you make?
None.
How many policemen came to the house?
11.
Enough said. Night, Alf.
Night, Alf.
Night. Oh, hey. Here's the job for me. And what a majestic title. It sounds like a superhero. Paper Boy! Now that you're up, can I see the two of you in the living room?
Alf, we're tired. No, we want to go to sleep.
Fine, but I don't know how you two can sleep, considering what's in the living room.
What are these?
Newspapers, Willie. Get with it.
Why are they here?
Perhaps I should explain.
Please do.
No, let me guess. You're a newspaper boy.
Well, we prefer the term paper person. It's gender neutral.
Do you actually believe that you can afford to send someone through college with a paper route?
No. That's why I got 10 paper routes.
Oh, 10 paper routes? There must be 500 papers here.
Well, actually, 501. They gave me an extra copy by mistake.
You can't deliver newspapers.
Well, sure I can. You haven't seen my throwing arm. Willie, I can't throw you and the newspaper. I think this is the one. Yeah, no. Yeah, this is the one. No, wait. Might be this one. No. Oh, yeah, it is, right here. Throw it, Willie, now. Oops.
Would you be so kind as to define oops?
Wrong house.
Again.
Hey, what do I look like, the Amazing Kreskin? It's dark out there. Want me to drive for a while? Okay, Willie. Make a left here. Oh, no, right. right. Oh, no, no, go straight, go straight. Okay, now a right. Make a right now. Right, why aren't you turning?
Well, there's no intersection.
Good answer.
We haven't delivered a paper in 15 minutes. Alf, are you sure you know where we're going? Alf? Last one.
Well, it's about time. Kate?
Raquel! You're up early.
Are you our new paper boy?
We prefer paper person. It's gender neutral.
Kate, you should have told us you were destitute.
Oh, no, Raquel. We're just earning a little extra money to send Lynn away to school.
Uh-huh, sure. Well, if you and the family ever have to sleep in your car, please feel free to park on our front lawn. Right next to Trevor's cousin.
Someone lives in that Volkswagen?
No, not the Volkswagen, the Jeep. Well, brr.
Raquel saw me delivering her paper. She thinks we're destitute.
Destitute? I got a job. I got a paper route. I got an interview at 9 a.m.
Look alive! The evening edition will soon be here.
No more editions. No more paper routes. No more ink on my fingers. This madness must stop.
Hey, come on! What's 4 years of sleep compared to our daughter's happiness?
She's not our daughter. I mean, she's our daughter. She's not our daughter.
Who's not your daughter?
You.
Since when?
Lynn, of course you're our daughter.
Well, biologically you're their daughter, but I will be giving you away at your wedding.
I may not be having a wedding, and if I do, it'll probably be in my bedroom.
Okay, that's it, Lynn.
Yeah, you're grounded.
Under the table, Alf.
Raquel?
Oh, hi, Kate.
Oh, Raquel, we don't need this food.
Well, you can't live on pride.
Bon appetit!
Who is she? Julia Child?
What was that all about?
Raquel thinks we're destitute.
Why would she think that? She saw me deliver her newspaper this morning.
What?
Oh, Alf got a paper route. Oh, correction. He got 10 paper routes. He wanted to try to raise enough money to send you to college.
Yeah, and Kate and Willie were my assistants. Not my cheerful assistants, mind you.
You guys stayed up all night delivering newspapers?
Well, 2/3 of us did.
See what I mean about the cheerful part?
Did that for me?
Yeah. And the 10 speed, which I won't be winning.
I've been acting like such a brat. I'm sorry.
You're still grounded.
I guess I could go to college around here.
You could?
Yeah. A lot of my friends are going to state schools. Can't be that bad.
Atta girl! Eat your words.
You never know. Maybe in a year or two I'll be able to transfer. Well, sure, who knows?
Meanwhile, we'll be living like kings on the Akmonics chickpeas and cocktail onions.
Oh, you can eat it all.
Okay, but I gotta tell you, there's tripe in there.
Sweetheart, I'm so glad you understand.
Mush alert!
Alf, come on. Sometimes mush is nice.
Oh, all right. Willie, I love you more than chickpeas and tripe.
The feeling is mutual.
Well, here's a place you can save money.
What's our fire insurance premium?
$3,000 a year?
You know, it was only $300 a year just before you moved in.
Talk about inflation. Oh, look at this one. Dental visits, twice a year. You know what that costs?
Forgive us, Alf. We're fond of our teeth.
Trust me. You can get by on four. Pet supplies? Well, I've got a solution to that one. Just a thought.